What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it is common knowledge that everybody farts, right? In fact, the average person farts anywhere from how many times a day do you think is the average?
Six.
12? Eight. What do you think? Eight? Believe it or not, they say the average person farts anywhere from 13 to 21 times a day. Apparently, men fart a little more than women.
What?
We'll bring you the results of that survey a little bit later. Now, that said, a survey did find that between American and Brits, only one out of three people are comfortable farting in front of their partner. Just one in three. I think that's insane. It's your partner, and people fart. Go ahead, let loose. But listen, you're safer farting in front of your partner than a stranger. Case in point, a man in Pennsylvania, he was in line at some store and he ended up being assaulted after he farted while standing in line. Now, we don't know if it smelled bad or if it was loud, but the guy that was behind him hit him in the head because he farted. Now, be glad that it was a guy who farted. Why do I say that? Because according to the National Library of Medicine, women's farts smell worse than men's. You might not fart as much as us ladies, but they smell worse when you do. And there's plenty of science behind it. And again, we'll get to that later. But in the meantime, we're talking about farts today. Your farts, someone else's farts, a pet's farts. Farts have a way of being memorable. And today, we want to hear the story behind that memorable fart. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Well, Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,382. What a large in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
You don't say.
There was no point in us staying up last night till 3:30.
I know, it's ridiculous, man. I wish we'd known.
Yeah, but actually, I don't feel too bad today. That was clean stuff. I don't know who your new guy is, but he did a pretty good job.
Carlos. Yeah, that's what he says his name is.
Tell him thank you. I can breathe out both my nostrils today. Not bad stuff. However, we get a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. This one comes from Nick without the K. So N-I-C.
Nick. I'm going to call him Nike.
Nick without the K.
I think Nike would be N-I-K.
Okay, fine. Be that way.
Yeah. Nick sends this in. He knows, Ted, that you are a huge Star Wars fan.
I am. Love it.
So he sent a Ted versus the FCC that has to do with Han Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a Star Wars themed Ted versus the FCC.
All right. What is it about?
How Han would zip and slip into his dip ship.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's on the Enterprise.
Yeah. He was hit, but snipped. And he had a brunt stunt front. Then he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Huh.
Yes, he did.
That had to be the director's cut. I didn't see that part.
I don't remember that either. I think he was frozen at the time.
I see.
Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35. Of course, we will drink and toast into the three-day weekend with a shout of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on.
And since Taylor Swift is in the news, we figure why not just shove more down your throat?
Yeah!
It's a problem-inspired Bad Choice Friday. Now, apparently, Taylor Swift has a problem.
She does.
And the song is anti-hero.
Yeah.
Not sure what her problem is. She makes billions of dollars.
It's her.
She's on top of the world. She
what
sells
is the
out
song
concerts.
About? I don't
she sells
know.
That's literally,
movies.
That's, you'll hear. That's where we pick these two. So both the choruses are like, it's like hers is like, it's me. Like, I'm the problem.
It's me.
If your problem is
no wonder she's so popular. That's great.
Seven pieces of property, be rich, be the most popular person maybe on planet Earth right now. I will take that problem. You know what I'm saying?
I actually do like that song.
Really?
I do.
I don't think I've ever heard it before just now.
Me too.
You don't need
to. I didn't know it was her forever. And I just, you hear it a lot of places. Again, I listen to top hits that the kids are into.
Hey, you got your finger on the pulse, bro.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I listen to dance. He listens to hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever's on vinyl, like, I've listened to Clutch and Air most recently.
You will hear her music in malls and grocery stores.
I probably do. I just don't know it's her. And yeah. Every time I hear her and someone says that's her, and look, I got nothing against her. I don't care about her one way or another. Her music does nothing for me. Like, I don't even hate it. I do not like it. Like, my meter does not move
at
all.
Very
it's
very average, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is white paint.
I do the grocery store litmus test.
All right.
As far as I should know the song, they're playing it in a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's my test. So yesterday, I was like, they're playing Tiësto in the QFC. Get out of here. That's pretty cool.
They do play some newer stuff across the street.
I was like, what is this?
I'll go out there for lunch and like, yeah, okay, this is a newer hit. I like it.
Taylor Swift, an anti-hero, taking on Morgan Wallen on a Bad Choice Friday.
Guess I'm the problem. Your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
I know nothing about him either. He sounds vaguely like Jelly Roll to me. Or maybe it's just all the Jelly Roll songs kind of sound like this.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look,
I like, you could throw him, Jelly Roll, and Post Malone together. And
it'd be kind of, nothing against him. I'm just like, I thought of Jelly Roll first. Like, all right.
Does this kick in or is this a song?
Be the reason.
I just like it as he's like, oh, I'm the problem. Maybe you're the reason. Yeah. I never do no wrong.
He doesn't say it like that, though, Ted.
Well, he's singing it. I'm his interpreter.
Okay, I got you.
Bitch! Why does she keep pulling the bottle off the shelf? Why? I'm drinking too much. Well, yeah. Why are you with me?
Morgan Wall and I am the problem, and Taylor Swift, anti-hero. It's a problem-inspired Bad Choice Friday today. Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
And I've had this conversation with my wife. I'm like, do I drink too much or do you care too much? Turns out both.
Yeah.
That was what was explained to me. Both of these things.
You have to do situational drinking.
What, like I'm awake?
No, basically you just have to know, you have to feel the temperature of the room. You have to understand what you're able to do without getting into trouble and what you're not supposed to do, because you will get into trouble.
Okay, that is true. However, the one time I get the grace period is, because if I crack a beer on the weekend, right, first thing you should just look at the clock to see what time it is. Now, I know for a fact noon is the go-to, right? The problem is, like, we got to get up early. We're going to do something. So I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's been 4 hours. I've done all this crap. Like, at 9:30, like, I want a beer.
See, okay, I know, but I...
But I'll wait until noon. Now, football season, the beer at 10 o'clock, man, and there's no questions asked. It's football, and Ted, college football is great. It's an hour earlier.
Yes, sir.
9 a.m. crack. But nobody said, because you're just sitting on the sofa. Okay. Watching football.
Now, follow my logic on this, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right, so you... this is...
Anytime somebody says that, I'm like, oh,
this is how you play this game, okay? Now, if you wake up at 9 o'clock and she hears, and you crack a beer, oh, God, he's doing it already.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you grab a bottle of whiskey at 10 o'clock in the morning, she's going to go, oh, my God, Steve, which I would probably do myself, but I live alone. But if you say, baby, you know what we got? We got pineapple juice. I'm thinking about mixing some rum in there. Do you want one?
Yep.
And you're making bacon, and you're making some eggs. She's like, you know what? Football season's coming on. You want a rum and pineapple juice? And she's like, yeah, that actually sounds pretty good. You get away with the drinking. You just got to feel the temperature of the room.
Who's drinking rum and pineapple?
I am in the morning. Because if you drink rum.
I thought you were going to go mimosa, rum, Bloody Mary.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, you could. Those are the standards.
But he doesn't like vodka. So in his world.
No, but what I was saying, hey, baby, you know, I'm going to make you a Bloody Mary. And I'm going to crack a beer.
Well, yeah. I mean, but she's going
to. You can also take what I like to do is take a little thing from the English. Like, oh, no, it's just a cider.
Yeah, somebody can get away with it. Cider. It's just a cider.
Yeah, it's just a cider.
Isn't it stronger?
Yes.
Actually, a lot of them are even stronger than a regular beer.
That would be my
worry. But so is vodka. You know, if I drink a beer, it's like, but I'm like, you're drinking a Bloody
Mary,
man.
Rum says happy fun day.
It does. It does.
I mean, that's how you can get away with it. Rum,
you're basically goddamn Kenny Chesney.
That's exactly.
He's no Morgan Wallen, but he's a Kenny Chesney.
Right. Happy rum fun day. That's what you do.
Happy rum fun day.
And then around noon, you start drinking whiskey, and she won't know.
Rum and pineapple, huh?
I mean, orange juice with rum?
No, do you drink that? I've just never really heard that combination.
He loves pineapple juice.
I do.
I was playing into his drink selection.
All right.
Oh, you were thinking of me specifically?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I was giving an example of
something that you would like.
All right.
I'm going to try it this weekend.
Pineapple juice is awesome, first of all.
Yeah.
God, but rum is good.
She'll appreciate it.
And also, spice rum works with it. Not as good, but Bacardi's the best.
Makes things.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah,
I
just, exactly.
That's not where my head went immediately. Like, really, dude? Hey, you're going to appreciate me drinking this pineapple juice later.
That's right.
You can hook me up.
Yeah.
It's a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those. Okay. So today on the question, we're going to talk about a farts. It's a bodily function. We all do it. It's no surprise. The problem is most of the time, you know, you end up being around people. I'll give you a couple of the headlines that we have for you today. By the way, what inspired our question today was a survey came out, and they basically said, these are the best fart scenes in movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right? So they came up with 10 of them. We have a few of them.
Yeah.
Fart scenes always make you laugh. Farts in general make you laugh. You could fart by yourself in your car and laugh.
If it's a good one,
farts are funny. So, since Police Academy just came out, you have not seen the newer version, have you?
Naked Gun?
Oh, that's right. It was Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
I was like, if they made a new Police Academy, I'd be...
Have you seen the new Naked Gun?
I have not.
Okay, I want to see that.
I'm waiting. It's got to be a week or two out on Netflix, right?
That's what I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one of the more older ones they put on the list. This goes back to 1984 from Police Academy, one of the most legendary best fart scenes in cinematic history. No, you don't have that one.
No, I don't have that one.
you said the last two on there, right?
Police Academy.
Oh, Police Academy.
Yeah, Police Academy. You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Your Honor, look at this list of complaints. And I quote you directly, sir, when I say...
That one wasn't an actual fart.
That was an actual fart.
That was not an actual fart.
Okay.
That was Michael Winslow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the court over there, and you got to actually see him, like, bust off to the side, and he just throws a fart out there.
Well, I see. One thing that was legendary about Liam Neeson is he had a little fart box, all right? And when he
was... like a fart machine. It makes a fart sound effect.
Yeah.
Liam. Leslie Nielsen.
Sorry, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, that's Nielsen.
Jesus.
Not Liam Neeson. Right.
Leslie Nielsen had a fart box. So whenever he would do an interview, he would never tell the person doing the interview that he had this. But he would just give a look and go, and then continue on with the story.
Oh, God.
And this is like late night TV.
Yeah,
you know, people are talking, and he just lifts his leg, fart, and keep talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he would do this nonstop. If he went to England and did a junket over there,
they
had no idea. So he would just continue to do this. And that was his shtick. Whenever he was interviewed for any press release, any junket, he had his little fart box with him. So he makes a list as far as the movie goes. But no, it was not his fart. Well, let's start with a story out of Pennsylvania. Police in Wilkes-Barre Township say they charged Chaz Pearson, 39, on allegations he assaulted an elderly man who passed gas while waiting in line at a business in the East End Center complex. Pearson of Butler Street was standing behind the man who passed gas while in line, according to the criminal complaint. The man apologized, but Pearson complained that he did not accept the man's apology and proceeded to strike the man in the head. The man's son intervened and was also struck by Pearson, according to the complaint. So he beat up two people. Police in the complaint say the physical altercation was recorded by surveillance cameras. So Pearson is now facing charges of simple assault, harassment, and disorderly conduct. The charges were filed with a judge, and a preliminary hearing has been set.
Because he farted.
Because he farted while he was in line.
He did apologize. I mean, come on.
Yes. So our question, who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this one goes back a little ways. I was dating my wife, and she made a big deal about, oh, I never fart. I don't fart. You know.
She said she does not fart.
She said that. That
is the dumbest thing. Look, they did a survey, and I want to say every mammal on Earth farts. There are two exceptions. One is the sloth, but I want to say recently they found out that they do fart. It just takes a hot minute for them to get around to it, like everything else. And bats, they're just not sure. But otherwise, everybody farts.
Well, they have guano, so there's got to be some air that comes out with it.
Well, but they're not sure if they fart or if they just poop. Look, man, that's the scientist. Okay. I don't know. I assume they fart. So anyway, your then-girlfriend, now-wife, is claiming she never farts.
Right. So I'm sleeping over one night, and middle of the night, I got to let one go. So just try to quietly do my thing. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, a little quieter than that. But anyway, so she had a chihuahua at the time, too. Chihuahua flipped out, is just running around the room. Oh, 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 doesn't know what this sound is. So I rolled over and said, oh, I guess you don't fart.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Either she does, but she doesn't do it with any noise.
But the Chihuahua lost its mind?
Absolutely. Like, inconsolable for around half an hour, just would not settle down because there was this noise in the middle of the night.
Dogs are kind of done with that, man. I don't understand. You know, because they'll fart while they're awake, and they seem shocked that it happened.
Yeah, Miles, the dog, used to whip around real fast. Remember that, to smell it?
Yeah.
He'd just do a 180 real quick, right where his butt was, now his nose is. Like, how do you get a whiff of it?
But it seemed like they have no idea that they're responsible for the fart. Or the dog would be dead asleep, fart, and scare herself awake and run off the sofa. And I'm like, dude, you farted. It's no, you know you farted. It came out of your butt. How do you not know?
But I'm pretty sure the dogs know the guilt. Because when you go, like, and my dog's name was Miles. Don't ask. So I go, I would say, Miles, did you fart? And he would just give me that look, like, you know I farted. You know,
well, you asking me. You know,
there's two people in this room, me and you. And I'm like, God, man, Jesus, stinks. And he'd just be like, put his head down, kind of like walk away. But he knew.
But you shamed the dog for farting.
Yes.
Come on, man. Don't make me feel
think
bad.
It's both. Sometimes they act like, oh, I don't know what that was. And yeah. Like, you know damn well.
You know what it was.
And then I'm with Miles. Yeah, the dog should just be like, yeah, hang your head in shame, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is like, you need to go for a walk, whether you know it or not. Just based on the smell, you're like, no. Because dogs fart. And no dog fart smells good. But every once in a while, they'll fart and they're like, we need to go for a walk.
I'm not sure that I've ever been around my cat when I thought it farted.
I don't think I've ever heard my
cat
fart.
That's what I heard or smelled. Like, oh, yeah. If it's just you in the room with your cat.
I've never heard my cat
fart. And they
fart
and you know it's not you. You would know the smell.
Yeah.
I can smell a litter box from a mile away.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But a cat's always on your lap. It's always doing those things. You would know if it tensed up. You would know if it farted. You would know.
I've never heard my cat. Have you heard my cat fart?
Heard, no. But my new little guy, Dom, he likes to ride on shoulders, right? So he'll jump up there. But he exerts a lot of energy getting all the way up there with his booty right next to my face. And all of a sudden, I just catch a whiff of something like,
really?
That. You just fart on my doggone shoulders.
I'm pretty sure my cat's never farted on me. And like I said, cats are serial killers. We know that.
Sure.
Just, you would think they'd be more willing to fart on you than any other animal, but...
Or at least more apathetic about it.
Yeah, Rainbow's never farted on me. I'm happy to say that.
Never once.
Not one time.
What about Silent but Deadlies?
Nothing, man.
You would smell it
before
you even heard it. Our question on the So-So Positive Friday, who played the O-Ring Oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCKS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're in the men's room.
A question, who played the O-ring oboe? How bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. It's a positive Friday there, Brandon.
Yep. Last time I called in, I was on I-5 between Olympia and Centralia, and I had to tell my story in like 25 seconds. So this time I've been driving around waiting to talk to you guys, so I don't have to hurry.
All right.
Well, perfect. Tell the story.
All right. So I was like 24 years old. And I own an espresso bar in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And the closest fast food to the mall, because my espresso bar was inside of Macy's. Or back then it was a Bon Marché, if you guys know what I'm talking about.
How fancy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't even think they knew what espresso was, but that makes sense there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so... So every day we went to Taco Bell for lunch, and we'd get bean burritos and chicken tacos. And
good call.
You know, of course, that wreaks havoc on your intestines.
Naturally.
So, and then we're chasing it with coffee all day long because we own an espresso bar. And we get off work one night and we go to Sam's Club. They didn't have Costco. They just had Sam's Club in Idaho Falls. And we go to Sam's Club to pick up stuff for our espresso bar. And I'm in line and I cannot hold it. I probably had 4 bean burritos for lunch that day. And this is like a week where I've had like probably 15 all week long. And I'm just, trying and trying to hold it. And there's a family of Hispanics in front of me, and the cashier is checking them out. And he's a white dude. And
in Idaho?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I let loose. Just super silent, but, oh, my God, so deadly. It was awful. And... me and my girlfriend, who I had the espresso bar with, we are both, like, appalled, and yet we can't stop laughing, right? And I'm like, laughing so hard, I'm tearing up. And then the family is, like, looking back at us, like, what is wrong with you guys? And the cashier... he is looking at that family like, what the hell did you guys do? And so then me and my girlfriend are laughing even more, even though she's appalled, I'm appalled. I mean, it was a bad one. And so they finally check out, move on. We pull up, and I can't stop laughing. Like, I'm literally laying on the counter just, like, laughing so hard. And the guy's like, those dirty, disgusting Mexicans. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, just blame it on whoever you can. Jesus. That's his comment.
Sounds like Idaho.
You didn't mean for that to happen. But
right.
Blame a fart on someone else. But, you know.
Yeah.
That would not be my response.
I mean, honestly, I was laughing too hard to take credit for it. But I wasn't going to anyway after he said those dirty, disgusting Mexicans. I just, I couldn't. Oh, God. It was so funny that he thought it was them. And me and my girlfriend knew it was me. And the family knew it was me, too. Because they kept all looking back over their shoulder like.
And he dirty, no, disgusting gringo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man, my Uber driver farted.
Ooh.
It's that he had clearly just farted before I got into the car. So it's one of those things where you get your Uber, and he's there in about 30 seconds. So obviously, my thing comes in. He knows he's close. So my guess is he had farted in his car and then said, to hell with it, I'm going to pick this guy up. He rolls around the corner. Man, I got in. It was so thick. And then we just make eyes in the rearview mirror. And he said, do you want me to crack your window? I said, yes, please.
Please.
So he did. And that's all we said about it. But it's just like,
I had the opposite.
You farted?
No. The dude had, same thing. The dude had clearly farted.
Mm-hmm.
The car showed up quick. And I just said, oh, man, like, can you unlock the windows? I like, did you just fart or something? Like, I wasn't saying it mean. Mm-hmm. He's like, I did not fart. And I was like,
that's fine, well, though, because you still open.
And I was like, is there something? Was somebody just in here? It smells like a fart. I did not fart. And I was like, well, can you open? Like, it turned into like an argument. And I was like, right, you're right, Miles. Finally, it's like, just. Just turn the thing. Like, just let me roll down the window.
Please.
This is awful.
It's thick.
Right, because now I'm getting upset. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't care, man. Like, just roll down. Let me roll down.
Roll down the window.
Yeah. Take the child lock off.
Speaking of the best fart scenes in movies, there were 10 movies. They picked out the best fart scenes. We got a text that says, the stepbrothers farts better be on that list. Mike, do we have the stepbrothers farts?
Well, yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Here you go. From 2000.
Weirdest guys ever, and I don't see it.
Great.
Was that a fart?
I don't know. I can taste it.
Seth Rogen.
I don't know.
Our question, who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
O-ring oboe.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to figure out how to ask the question. We both just had our screens up, man. There's like, I think 200 euphemisms for a fart. So it's going back and forth. Should we say this one, this way, this way, and then, oh. The O-ring oboe came up. We're like, yeah.
That's funny.
The O-ring oboe.
Yeah. Pass gas, fart.
Yeah, we thought about pass gas, you know, but like O-ring oboe. I like that, man. That's funny. Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Reporting live from northbound 205.
Is it moving?
No, it's not moving.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Now we believe
it. I was on the road all morning long. Nothing was moving.
After you get over the bridge, it's not too bad. But anyway, do you guys ever know anybody who can fire on demand?
No. I always wished I had that ability because I'm a child at heart. But no, never.
Yeah, so I'll share a childhood memory with you guys. Growing up, we had an uncle, man. He could fire on demand, and I don't even know what this guy ate. But he would chase us around. We were poor kids, man. He'd chase us around and trap us in closets and corners, man, and just let him rip.
And he gets his fart on command.
Oh, yeah. And it was crazy. His stepson, my cousin there, he had the same gift. He could do the same thing.
Gift. I like it.
That's there was a guy that, used to go on TV shows and do that?
Yeah.
Like, he's European or something? And, like, he would go on.
That was his whole thing. That's why he was known. That's how he made his money, was to fart. So, people that fart on command.
Truly a special skill. Truly a skill.
Truly.
Do the farts sound different, or are they roughly the same each time?
Oh, man. It was always different, and always it was one of those ones you knew it had to itch when it was dry. I mean, I'm telling you. That's kind of a gun. But anyways, hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you putting me on. And,
it had to itch when it was dry.
Yeah, that might be my favorite quote today so far.
I know what you mean.
Let me tell you, now that I'm in my 30s, I know the feeling. I can't fart on demand, but I'll tell you what. Sometimes I got to hit the bathroom after some of these, you know, slipping on a fart like you guys, some of your stories.
Yeah. There's sometimes, too, you just know, like, you're peeing, and it's like, I'm going to sit down to pee on this one. Yeah. I don't trust
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes,
and it's embarrassing. Like, when you're in a public bathroom and there's other people there, you think you have to pee. Halfway through the pee, you realize, like, you're about to just poop directly, right? So you kind of cut midstream, then walk into a stall, and then let loose. And the worst problem is if you walk out and there's still, like, the same person there. Because they know what happened. It's just not. The other day, man, it was last week. I go into the bathroom to take a dump. I take a dump. No big deal. Wipe my ass. I get up. I'm washing my hands. And as I'm washing my hands, I realize I got to pee. And I was just annoyed because I'm thinking with my body, like, we can't coordinate that. Like, we can't multitask and do these two things at one time. That's what we do 99% of the time. But you let me poop. And now that I'm washing my hands and just want to get back to the studio, now you're telling me, oh, hey, yeah, you got to pee, too.
And sometimes, I don't know, you don't have a great BM. So, like, I'll run back in there just like, let's just get another wipe just to be sure. But then I'll walk out and use the urinal. And that's an odd one, too. Somebody's
it is
like,
weird.
Well, what were you doing in there? I was like, just dry wiping, making sure.
You actually answered the question. Why wouldn't you just pee when you're in there, man? Or is it that you didn't have to pee until after you dry wiped?
You know, I don't know. I guess I should have just peed while I was in there. But I was like, well, the urinal's right there.
Well, yeah, but you're already sitting over the toilet. That just seems weird.
Well, I never sat down. I just wiped.
Oh, it was just the wipe.
Moved on.
Okay, I got you.
I'm in high school, and I think my girlfriend's dad hit a milestone. Like, he's 50 or whatever.
All right.
So she also had two brothers. They had girlfriends. She was going out with me. So the idea was we are all going to go out to a really nice steak dinner.
Cool.
And they were nice enough to invite the boyfriends and the girlfriends. So I'm like, I'm in. The steakhouse was, you went up a straight set of steps. It was probably a 12 to 15 foot high first floor. So the steakhouse was up above that.
Yeah.
All right. But it was a still pretty substantial set of steps to get up into the restaurant. Well, it was Steph. Her parents were in front of us. The brothers were behind us. Her mother was apparently notorious for having some of the worst gas in the world.
Oh, good.
Now, I did not know that until this dinner. So when the dad gets to the top of the steps, that's where the greeter is.
Okay.
So we're all kind of in the stairwell. We're not at the top of the floor. We're waiting. And so the couple in front of them, they get seated. We move up a little bit. And her mom rips one. I do not know this.
So it's a silent one.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's wearing a dress. We are below her, all right? And all of a sudden, I just hear, Mom, God damn it. And her mom turns around and goes, I'm sorry. And I don't know if it was walking up the steps, whatever the deal was. I'm like, what are you so mad about? Like, I don't even, like, why? What is going? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was that
Oh, my God. And then her brothers were just like, Mom, you've got to be kidding, in the stairwell. And then her girlfriends were like, they're all covering their face, but we're stuck. And we can't, there's people behind us that are also waiting to get up the stairwell. You could run out. I mean, I guess you could have, but you couldn't get to the top.
Did they get hit with the sting too?
Everybody had to. There's no way. And by the way, like we drove to Uniontown. Like We drove 35 minutes to go to this nice steakhouse.
Right.
Because we really didn't have one where I grew up. So this was like a to-do. Like, this is one of those places that had, like, leather menus. And, you know, like, this was way beyond my price point.
Sure.
You know, I'm not paying for this. But it was such a nice restaurant. And it was such a unique and just horrible egg saturated. It was thick. It almost like it heated the room.
Right.
It was so thick that it made everything hot. I mean, you could feel the temperature.
I mean, to this day, shopping with my mom once was the worst one I've ever smelled.
Who did it? You or your
mom? My mother. She had, I mean, I can tell you, it's ingrained in my head. I can't remember if we were going like Christmas shopping or something, but this sounds crazy. You had to go to the mall.
Yeah.
So we stopped at the Silver Diner. And this, you know, this is the 90s. I don't know. It seems fine now, but for some reason, my mom, and I'll never forget, got vegetable chili.
Okay.
And then we were in, like, the department store, and, like, when we went into the store, she had farted outside. Not a big deal, right? And you keep in mind, I'm, like, 11 or 12, so you don't want to fart around your kids.
No.
We're in the store, and she comes up to, and is like, we've got to go, right? And, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just different when your mom kind of grabs you and goes, we have to go.
Yeah.
And we're, like, running away. And then it's like, I think I was the one. Like, what is that smell? Oh, my God. But it was so bad. You could hear other people, like, as we're walking away, be like, oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I mean, that's insane. I'll never forget. Silver Diner. Vegetable chili. So it's like a joke in our house. Like, don't ever get vegetable chili.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nolan. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, so we do this thing, me and my friends, well, me and my uncle's friends do this camping trip every year, coincidentally enough, called Bitch Camp. And it involves a lot of excess drinking for a very long weekend. I think it's coming around to like maybe 10 o'clock at night. I'm probably 15 beers deep throughout the day. And I'm feeling it. I'm already getting up to kind of like, I was already doing like the kind of wander back and forth, like trying to get sick, but I couldn't do it. So I was like, okay, this is fine. I'll just sit down and I'll just suffer. So I sit in this chair, I'm sitting next to my buddy Kirk, and I heard somebody say, "Oh, Kirk, did you just fart?" And then I smelled Kirk's fart while passed out in a chair and immediately proceeded to projectile vomit.
Oh,
everywhere. All, yeah, it was. And also I was around a lot of people that didn't know that I'm a screamer. Me, my brother, and my dad are all screamers when we puke. So I'm just screaming freaking Skid Row.
What do you mean you scream when you puke?
It's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, you know, like if you think about like The Who. Yeah, you know, like The Who, like the yeah at what was that song?
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Yeah, well, yeah, that exactly.
That's you puking.
Well, if you can do it when you're puking, what do you sound like? Can you do it now?
Oh God!
I mean, you're not drunk all the time.
Without puking, can you do that?
Yeah, I can do it without. It's like
okay. Right. I know screaming.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
I know screaming sneezers. You know what I mean? But I've never met a screaming puker.
I'd say the loudest speaker I've heard is Mike. No offense, man, but we're at Black Raven. I mean, it's just because they're like, "Hey, man, he's not doing great. He's in the bathroom." I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll handle it, man. I just walk in the bathroom, and it is. Rah! Mike, dude, you okay, man? Yeah, I drank too much. Blah! It's like, okay, this is how it's going to be.
I was dry heaving at that point, man. That just hurt.
See, when I dry heave, I don't make any noise. I'm like,
oh, I'm with Mike. It's like, I call it talking to Sergeant Rourke. It's awful. And it's hard to make that sound. But, like, I know if I'm in my, it's very rare that I throw up. Maybe twice in 5 years.
Right.
But, God, it is awful.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best fart scene in movies. What do you want to hear? We've got, do you guys remember the scene in Blazing Saddles when they're eating beans around the campfire?
I literally just got a phone call about this one to say, make sure you guys don't forget about Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, 1974. A group of men are eating beans around the campfire. Yes.
Mr. Taggart,
I'd say you've had enough.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
Is that what it sounded like when you were trying to summit Rainier? And you said,
oh my God.
The blizzard hit.
Oh my God.
You guys got to say shelter. But everyone had bean burritos for the protein, right? For the energy.
Yeah.
But that's all you had to eat.
Yeah. We get up there, man. And it's bad. Like the weather is real, real bad. If you're lucky enough, we were lucky enough because there's nobody at Muir. Nobody was as dumb as we were to go up there in this weather. So we have those, like, there's like two cabins that are open. They all have plywood. And those cabins have been there since 1905, right? Whatever. And the ranger station's right above there. But everybody has plywood. So if you're sitting down, you're sitting down on plywood. If you're going to bed, you're sleeping on plywood. I mean, yes, you have a pad underneath you. But most people, if they're just sitting up, you basically are just sitting on plywood.
Yeah.
And it was just an echo chamber. And you could not open that door. The wind was blowing 110 miles an hour. You needed two people to close the door. You needed a rope up to go take a crap. Like, and there's a latrine there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad. But the smell in that room. And you also have to remember, the camping, granola.
Right.
You know, people eating energy bars. All of these things are just fart mechanisms. Like, everything that you need to camp with. It's all fart juice.
Why is beans such a big one?
Because of the amount of protein.
Protein and the fact that you don't need to refrigerate it. All right. So, like, you can put it in your backpack and beans, a can of beans.
Now, I'm looking right now at a picture of Captain Seahawk. You always see him in the Seahawks games.
Yeah.
He just tried to summon Rainier, and there's literally a picture of him eating
black beans.
Black beans.
Yeah.
How many of you were in this cabin?
Nine.
And all of you were farting.
Well, that's we all had the same meal.
Right.
But, I mean, you have, like, you don't, like the caller before, you don't have one bean burrito. You have five.
Right.
Because you need them all. Like, your body is like, I am, that first run was pretty brutal. We were post-holing the whole way. So,
yeah.
You're just stepping, like, 2 feet high just to get your next foot down. In these big-ass, you know, plastic boots with crampons on. Like, yeah. It sucked. It just sucked getting up there. Yeah, but it was a fart chamber, man. It was the worst ever.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Jesus, that looks miserable, dude.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I still think it's awesome you got even that far. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
those
right?
Those are horrible memories.
Oh, God.
Who played the O-ring oboe, and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.